Hi, everybody. It's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach. And did you know, probably, but maybe not, that humans are the most adaptive species on the entire Earth for every continent? We are the one species that can actually exist on every continent because of our intelligence. And did you also know, I'm sure, that it is over halfway through the year this year? It's July already in 2019, depending on when you're listening to this. But I want to share with you some information about your goals and whether or not you've accomplished it and where you need to be focusing your efforts. Because even though we're the most adaptive species on the planet, the truth of the matter is we can't just be adaptive. We need to be proactive and we need to be anticipating all the changes that now come to us so quickly. I mean, way back even in the 80s, I'm dating myself, it used to feel like things were going by really fast, but now it's just this constant fast pace, and there's so many changes, and it requires all of us to be creative, and it requires us to be willing to be proactive, to think ahead, to be a visionary, and to take your practices in a direction that's going to best meet your needs and the needs of your patients. And we can make this really hard, or we can just make it as simple as possible. And as you know, I am in the trenches with you, managing a practice here in Newport News, Virginia, with an awesome team and a very busy practice. But there's five primary areas that I recommend everyone focus on. The first one is, people don't tend to recognize this, one is volume. The second one is revenue. And you may think, well, those are kind of the same, but they're really not, because your revenue generating is different based on what it is that you're offering, how you're pricing it, the types of services that you're using, which brings me to the third one, which is the services that you're offering. The fourth one is your team resources, and the fifth one is your patient outcomes. So those are the five areas that I recommend that you set goals and evaluate them actually quarterly. And I do weekly and monthly statistics because, as you all know, I'm kind of a numbers girl, but you really need to be looking at these quarterly. It used to be we could set 10-year goals, 5-year goals, but it's just not realistic anymore because times are changing so rapidly. You can do that strategic planning, but you really have to be fast on your feet, and you need to be anticipating the changes that are coming and the things that your patients are going to be needing and how you can be the one to best serve those needs in a way that makes you satisfied and brings you joy, because there's nothing worse than being burnt out in whatever job it is that you're doing or whatever profession that you're in. So I like to look at those five areas. So the first one I mentioned was volume. And this is one of those things that you look historically, but you also look at where you are so far this year and how that compares to what your goals were for this year. This will vary, obviously, depending on the number of surgeons or practitioners that you have and the types of things that you're offering. But you want to make sure that you set a realistic goal, but also a reach goal. You know, we do this for our kids when they're applying to college. We have a realistic college and then we have a reach college. You need to do the same thing with your goals, because you need to make sure that your team knows where it is that you absolutely need to meet and then what would be pretty awesome if you got to this point. And that's what you need to do for each one of these areas. So in terms of volume, you need to take a look at that and set that. The next thing that I mentioned, these aren't in any real particular order, but the next one is revenue. And revenue is different than your volume, because you may have a practice like ours that has about a 35% self-pay rate for weight loss surgery. So your revenue is going to vary depending on the volume of those type of cases versus the volume of some of the other types of payer cases, depending on who that payer is. So those sorts of things, you will vary your revenue numbers based on how your volumes are related to the different things that you offer. The third thing that you're going to take a peek at is the service offerings that you have. And you may think, well, it's surgeries and it's how many medical weight loss programs that we offer, and these are what I'm offering. But I actually recommend every practice that I work with to take a look at what other revenue streams can you have that aren't dependent upon your practitioner solely. This will make not only the practitioner's lives better, but it will make everyone's lives better. And there's lots of different ways to do this. So I recommend that you take a look at what services were you looking at adding into your practice, and has that been accomplished, and what other ones might you be adding in as well. And I'm not talking about things that are going to take away from your core business. I'm talking about things that actually complement your core business, and there's lots of them to pick from. So taking a peek at the services that you're offering, and what did you want to add into your practice that's been added in successfully? What things have not been added in, or if you were adding something in, it didn't seem to go so well, what do you need to be changing? It's so fun to kind of figure this puzzle out and make sure that whatever you're offering is meeting your needs, and more importantly, the needs of your patient, and are in alignment with your vision, and also compliant with obviously integrity. So you want to make sure that you are serving your patients very well, and of course serving yourself and your team and your practice and your vision well. So after your services, the next one are team resources. So often I'll work with a practice, and really no matter what they're going to be doing, they feel like their big answer is to add more team members. And do you, I caution you upon doing that, because oftentimes you can, your staff may be underutilized a little bit, and you can actually improve their job satisfaction by expanding their role and letting them take part in some of these new services and some of this tracking that you have to offer. So taking a peek at your team resources, making sure that you have the right people on your team. And that's a hard thing to come to terms with, because you may have somebody who's not the right person for your team and where your team is going, but it's uncomfortable to have to deal with that. But I encourage you to handle that and do yourself and the team member a favor if you need to make some tweaks and adjustments with regards to that. So that fourth area was your team resources. And the fifth area, which is really the most important, is your patient outcomes. Making sure that you're tracking your patient outcomes, which and also includes your patient satisfaction. And tracking those patient outcomes is critical to make sure that whatever it is you're offering is serving your patients well. Understanding where it is that you need to provide more, perhaps, engagement, where you need to change how it is you're providing some education. You know, a lot of times patients don't feel like they need education, but we all know that they do. And how can you do that in the most engaging fashion? So I encourage you to also take a peek at that fifth area. Now, of course, your brand and marketing kind of filters into all of them, but those are the five areas that I recommend that you set goals for, and that you track, and that you reevaluate really quarterly. This is a sort of a mid-year check, but taking a peek at those and then looking at if there's areas that you need to change, what is your game plan that you have in place? Do you have a game plan in place? And how do you maybe need to change that playbook that you're using for accomplishing that goal? So once again, those five areas, as far as I'm concerned, that I work when I work with practices, that I encourage them to take a peek at are their volume, revenue, the services that are offered, their team resources, and patient outcomes. And those are the areas, if you keep those in check, and if you are forward thinking about how you're going to be growing those and tweaking them and eliminating things that are dragging your practice down or not serving your patients well, you're going to be in a great proactive position for continuing to have a flourishing practice, or starting a practice that's going to grow very well, or taking a practice that's been struggling a little bit and bringing it into a better light and creating something that's much more satisfying for you and your team and your patients, which are those that we are here to serve. So I hope this video served you well. I'd love to have your comments. Send me an email, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I'd love to hear your input. I've got lots of free resources at weightlosspracticebuilder.com, and I look forward to getting to know you in the near future. In the meantime, take care and continue to do the awesome things that you are doing. And don't forget to sit down with your team and take a peek at those five areas. And I hope you have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye.